It's time for high adventure.
Shark dive. Hand-to-hand combat.
Big wave surfing.
For the next 60 minutes, join us as we load the bases for an expansive, exciting life.
Formula One racing.
Skydiving.
Crab fishing in the Bering Sea.
Stop striking out with a life that's dull and listless.
Hit a home run with the men's dugout.
And now, live from the AM 830 studios in Angel Stadium, broadcasting over 50,000 watts to Southern California, it's the Men's Dugout with your host, Tara Grace.
Hello, Southern California. You're dialed into Superstation AM 830 and the Men's Dugout. This is Men's Adventure, Lifestyle, and Fitness, the ultimate destination for men getting the most out of life. I'm your host, Tara Grace. Today we have millionaire, musician, master salesman, con man, drug dealer, convict, entrepreneur, and benefactor Alan Gompers revealing to us how he found ultimate freedom in the most unlikely of places, prison. He is the author of Maximum Security and has an amazing and surprising story about having everything materialistic a person could possibly want, except happiness, and finding out about what's truly valuable in life. Also on board is a man who has wrestled an 800-pound black bear, been chased by a bull moose across an Alaskan golf course, and was used as a shield by baby seals as he was in the midst of a killer whale feeding frenzy. Jack Harris, author of Beyond My Wildest Dreams, is going to share with us the thrilling experiences of how he did all this and lived through journeying into over 50 inhabited bear dens. Also, we're going to be giving away another pair of Angels tickets this week, folks. That's to the April 4th game. And we're also giving away a $100 gift certificate to our callers who are quick on the draw and write down these numbers and can answer our sports trivia questions. The numbers to dial are 877-883-0830, 877-883-0830. Stay tuned. We're going to have those trivia questions coming up soon. And the gift certificates for the Best Western Hotels is to the largest hotel chain on the planet, Best Western. RKOE is the sole sponsor of the contest. Other than providing travel cards as prizes to the winners, BWI is in no way responsible for the creation or administration of the contest. Travel cards can be used at any participating Best Western hotel. That's a great prize, folks. They're everywhere you could possibly want to go. And at the end of the show, we have Las Vegas-based sports handicapping veteran Chris Jordan checking in. He's going to be bringing us up to speed on the latest and the hottest in March Madness. Without further delay, I want to introduce you to a very interesting guy who has been there, done that, and oddly found happiness and peace in one of the most unlikely of places, a maximum security prison. Welcome to the show, Alan Gompers.
Hey, Tara. How are you?
So great to have you here. I've really enjoyed our conversations in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, me too. It's been a lot of fun.
So give us some clues as to what it was like to grow up an amazing entrepreneur. It sounds like at a very early age you were able to figure things out, make deals where other people couldn't, and you were making money and thriving at a very early age.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about all of that was that, you know, that's kind of a loaded concept, you know, about success. You know, I, you know, in my life growing up, it was about a lot of inner feelings. I was always depressed. I was always lonely. I never fit in. And there was a lot of fear. And I really didn't know what to do with all of that. And at the same time, it drove me. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's like fear is an energy, and what I began to do is to kind of find ways in which I could deal with these horrible emotions that were going on inside me. And what I did was I expressed myself diametrically the opposite way on the outside. This fear and depression turned into an energy that made me succeed in an outward way. So whatever I went after, I poured my heart and soul into it, hoping that this was a way out of this mess that I was in emotionally.
That I think that's true for a lot of people who are at the top of their game. They're driven by these internal sources of being uncomfortable and trying to find wholeness in outward success. Would you say that that's true, Alan?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, being unaware of the result of the gratification I wanted from these things, they became my inspiration. And figuring that, well, if I had if I had all the money that I needed, if I had a beautiful girl, if I had success on stage when I was a singer, and all of these things were going to give me a sense of fulfillment and gratification that would end the problem. What happened was just the opposite. And, you know, I got to a place, Tara, where everything I went after, I got. Everything.
And yet you were deeply unsatisfied.
Well, not only deeply unsatisfied, but scared more than ever before. You know, I had those moments where it was like hitting the lottery, or falling in love, or a baby being born, or an audience that just went crazy for a show that I put together and performed on stage. And you got to go home, go to sleep at the end of the night. And crawling under the covers, I'm back alone by myself, and the ecstasy, that orgasmic moment, wears off, and I'm back where I was. Only each time I got something, it left me with one less option in life.
Because you, on the outside, had everything, and yet you were not happy on the inside, so you were, that was a fearful thing, to feel like you'd done what you were supposed to do, you acquired what you're supposed to acquire, and yet there was something missing.
Well, not only that, it's like if you bank on something to be the end-all to what you're expecting, and it doesn't work, you begin to get even more frightened, because you run out of the things that you think can help you. It's like taking an aspirin, the headache doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take a stronger pill, and it goes away, and then you take a stronger one, and then in the end, you got the worst headache of your life, and you've run out of all of the pills to use.
That's a great analogy. I've heard this before from other men that have acquired everything they could possibly externally want. So you had actually made a lot of your success by often taking advantage of other people.
Well, you know, what happens is what happened for me was the energy is of wanting success is a very partial part of the whole deal. It's unconscious. There is no real awareness to it. It's just kind of a blind fury, knocking down 10 pins, so to speak. And what happens after a while is you go after something and you go after it blindly. You don't care who you hurt. And not because you want to hurt anybody. I never really wanted to hurt anybody. It's just that I was unaware of the fact that I was. I became insensitive, and the only thing that I cared about was ending the pain. So I was totally egotistically connected to my own self. So I became a manipulator. I did anything and everything I could to try to gratify myself, to get rid of the pain, and as a result, I started hurting other people.
And how did you find yourself in maximum security prison?
Well, the end result, Tara, was that money was the final one that didn't work. And when that ended, I had run out of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Not drugs. Drugs became the next idea, and it was prevalent during that time back in the 70s, and everybody was doing it that I knew.
Sure were.
And so I got into it, and what happened was, like any other drug or anything else, it for the moment it takes away the pain and gives a rush. And but what happened was I began to get caught up in the lifestyle of doing it, and then eventually it led me to dealing it. And one night I came home, I was in professional boxing at the time, and I had a fighter, and we were, you know, ranked, and we were ready for a world championship bout at Madison Square Garden. And I came home one night, and the police were waiting for me.
Wow.
And they came out with guns drawn, out of the woods, surrounded me, and I'll tell you, a moment in time, Tara, I will never forget, I felt a hand grab me, throw me on the hood of a police car, and in a voice that I will remember till the day I die, said, "You are in more trouble than you've ever been in your whole life."
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Because you had been a successful person by the outside measures and standards, and that must have been quite a what did that feel like to realize what the rest of your life was going to be like, or from that point for the next several years?
It was a freeze frame, so to speak. I felt the energy, all of the energy in my body. It was like sucked right out through the bottom of my feet into the earth. And I laid on the car. I was just, you talk about surrender in the most negative way. I was just totally gone. And there was a gun in the back of my head. I was handcuffed, thrown into the back of the police car. My wife screaming hysterically. And then I was driven away, and I was taken to Rikers Island Prison in New York.
And you're not a big guy, so going into a place like this where Bubba in the next cell is three times your size must have been pretty horrifying at times.
Well, you know, I didn't even get a chance to even see the size of these guys because I came in very, they took me very late at night, and the block was kind of like a scene out of Dante's Inferno. It was dark. Guys screaming, running around half naked, and television blaring. There were birds, Tara, birds flying like three tiers above the ceiling because all the glass at the top of the prison was broken. And there was a whole flock of pigeons flying around. It was just outrageous. And when I got to my cell that night, the first thing that happened, I had to relieve myself. The toilet bowl overflowed and came up about 3 inches above my shoe level.
Oh, my Lord.
And the mattress smelt of urine and mildew. It was a horror. And then about an hour or two later, the lights went on. I heard screaming. And all of a sudden, footsteps and pounding coming up the stairs. I thought they were coming into my cell. And what it was, they ran right by my cell to the cell right next to me, and a 20-year-old kid hung himself with his own belt and committed suicide.
Ugh.
That was my first night.
Wow. That's really something to grab your attention.
Talk folks, about karma.
Folks, if you've just joined us, this is Alan Gompers. He's the author of Maximum Security, The True Meaning of Freedom. Alan, how long after you found yourself in maximum security prison did you have this shift in awareness that led you to the meaning of the title of the book, which is that maximum security is freedom from within?
Well, you know, that was of course, the pinnacle experience of my life. And after being in a lockdown facility for 2 months, locked up 24 hours a day, I was taken to a max place where I was supposed to do the balance of my time. And for me, 15 to life wasn't the sentence. All I heard was life. I was not an experienced jail person. I didn't know what to expect or what the legal system was really, really about in terms of that sentence. All I heard was life. And that night, I remember getting put into a tiny cell about 6 feet by 9 and sinking to my knees and just feeling that everything in my life was gone. My wife had wound up with another man after we had just renewed our vows before I came in. She was the love of my life. And that hurt more than the actual life sentence at that point. My kids seemed from another lifetime. My business collapsed. I mean, and all I could think about was life. This was it. The next day I'm thrown out to the prison yard, and there's 2,000 inmates out there, all lifers, and I was scared to death. And I started running around the track. As an athlete, I've always tried to get out of my emotional hang-ups by playing basketball or working out or whatever I could to try to get my mind to quiet down. And what happened was my whole being just burst like a volcano into tears and emotions that I didn't even know I had inside me. And about half an hour later, it stopped. I sat down up against the wall of the prison, and I'm looking up above the gun towers, and there are these majestically gorgeous, beautiful mountains, green mountains. And as I'm looking out at them, my eyes close and my legs crossed, and I go into what I now know is a profound state of meditation. Now, the thing was, I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. I didn't know what meditation was. If you asked me to spell the word, I don't think I could have. I had never done it before, and it just happened spontaneously. But when I opened my eyes again about 20 minutes or so later, and I looked around me, It was as if I had woken in a Walt Disney fantasy land, Tara. It was incredible. The sun was dancing off the gun towers, off inmates' heads as they walked around. The air was crystal clear. I could actually see the molecules of air as the as the light passed through it. And what I came to realize was that all my life, I had been so contracted and so unhappy and so afraid that I never really saw the world as it really was. I was seeing it through the eyes of fear. And so I never really, really knew what... It was like somebody just pulled the veil off of the world around me, and I was seeing it for the first time. And even though I was in a maximum security prison, and even though I had a life sentence, and even though all of these things had happened to me, I was sitting in a wonderland. It was the most beautiful and perfect reality that I had ever seen in my life. And I've come to understand that that's the way the world really is. And when I see it through fear and unhappiness and uncertainty, I see only a fraction of its perfection.
And Alan, we just have a few more minutes left here. You actually then started studying different types of meditation techniques and spiritual practices, and give us some insights as to how your life changed in the next several years.
Wow. I think the best way I can sum it up is that I am sitting on the ground in the prison yard, and there's a smile on my face. Now, I had just gone through a volcano of emotion and fear, thinking my life was over. And when I came out of that meditation, I looked around me. I felt more lightness and contentment. I felt like I could almost lift myself right off the ground. And a feeling of happiness that, I tell you, for the first time in my life, I was more happy and content than I ever knew was possible. Now, the amazing thing about that was all of the attributes that I felt were the cause of my pain and suffering, the gun towers, the wall, my wife with another man, my business collapsed, and maybe spending the rest of my life in prison. I was sitting there with all of those things still there and in my life. Yet none of those things were affecting the way I was experiencing myself in that moment. And when I got back to my cell, I was handed a book by one of the inmates who saw me meditating out in the yard. And he said, I saw you out there. I knew what you were doing. Check this book out. And he gave me the book. And when I started to read that book, it was written by a meditation master from India. And what he said was, which caught me right away as I began to read this unbelievable book, was that the world and everything in it has absolutely no power over you. You have to choose to be afraid. You have to choose to be unhappy. You have to choose to, everything that happens in your life, you are the creator.
And this change that took place with you, Alan, was so profound that in the years that followed where you were in prison, those were actually the happiest years up until that point that you had ever lived.
Not only were they, up until that point, the happiest that I ever experienced, but they, to this day, it's almost 30 years later, they have never left me even for one moment.
Wow. Alan, how can people get a copy of your book, Maximum Security?
Well, it's everywhere now. I mean, they can go into any bookstore, and, I've been on tour, and the bookstores that I've, done book signings in have it on display. Most of the bookstores, you can order it. Amazon has it, and Borders and Barnes & Noble has it. You can go to my website, and my foundation will send out an autographed copy to anybody who orders it through my website, alangompers.com, alangompers.com.
That's great, alangompers.com.
Right.
That's wonderful. Alan, thank you so much for being on the show today. I love your story. I mean, I could sit here and talk to you for hours. We could take up the whole day. And
I love it.
I appreciate your taking some time out of your day to share with our listeners what your amazing story of finding total freedom and maximum security in maximum security prison.
I enjoyed it a lot, Hood.
Thanks, Alan.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break. Don't go away.